Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. Back with us, Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with the police launching a new diversionary program. Is this in Schenectady?
Yeah, in Schenectady, yesterday they launched this new program called Schenectady Cares. It's the police department's program. And the idea here is they're creating a center or a one-stop place at the police headquarters downtown where folks dealing with drug addiction can go there and they can actually receive a number of resources, help. Right off the bat, they meet with some folks from the New Choices Recovery Center, which is the main recovery addiction program in Schenectady. And so they're going to have some staffers at this location. There will also be some volunteer angels to help people who are dealing with these addiction issues to sort of navigate the system. And the idea here is that it's pretty overwhelming for these addicts sometimes to even seek help. So the police department has modeled this program after one that was done in Chatham in Columbia County, and then also a few communities in Massachusetts and New York have done this. And the idea is to make it simple for these addicts. And so the Schenectady Police Chief Eric Clifford talked to our reporter about it's something he's wanted to do since he took office. And so somebody comes into this location, they're hooked up immediately with somebody from the New Choices program who's going to help them navigate things like, you know, medical insurance and finding an outpatient program or some kind of a course of action. It might be going to a detox facility, et cetera. And they're also going to be paired up with somebody sort of just to walk them through this system. And if there's not somebody immediately available, these volunteer angels will stay with the person until some kind of a service provider can arrive and to get them into a program. The individuals who talked about it yesterday talked about how these are really successful programs in other communities. Just it seems like a simple thing, but the chief and some of these folks talk about how it's really helping to provide this one place, and then they can get the ball rolling to sort of get themselves into some kind of a program.
One of the other stories of the paper today, Miles, has to do with Saratoga Springs, New York, which is reporting that its business is slow in what is usually a real peak of the summer and racing season there.
Yeah, so our reporter, Jeff Wilkin, he set out to do a story this week to find out how the first 10 days of racing at Saratoga Racecourse have been in terms of the business activity with shoppers and visitors in town. This is the first season under this new schedule where NYRA has made the racing start about 10 days earlier. It's tied for the earliest the meet has ever started. Across the board in the various businesses we talked to with bed and breakfasts and shops, gift shops, restaurants, the word is that it is a slow start. Nobody's too surprised about it, but they're not mincing any words saying foot traffic is down considerably compared to what would be the normal first couple weeks of the race meet. We talked to one restaurant owner who talked about how with this new schedule where instead of just having Tuesdays off with no racing, you've got Monday and Tuesday. He talked about how normally Mondays would be a pretty busy day with maybe 150 to 200 diners in his restaurant. He said this past Monday there was about 60 or 70. Everybody seems pretty optimistic, but there's no doubt sort of underlying all this is some concern about, you know, is this early start too much? In the meantime, there's some question on the minds of these folks as to whether NYRA is going to go ahead and keep this new schedule. They did it this year because there's a construction project down at Belmont Park where they raced before Saratoga, and NYRA said we're going to start early. So everybody's wondering now what NYRA is going to do for next year. But for now, there's no doubt there's some concerns about the foot traffic.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more of this and other stories at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.